Hey, Coop here. Welcome to 90 Second Recap, where I share a quick sports history lesson based on today's cap. It's August 18th, and I'm wearing a Midland Cubs New Era 5950 purchased from Berdeen's. On this date in 1979, Steve Macko made his major league debut for the Chicago Cubs. Steve's father, Joe, was a lifer who spent 64 years in professional baseball as a player, administrator, clubby, and ambassador. As you might expect, baseball blood coursed through Steve's veins. In his senior year at Baylor, Macko was voted MVP of the Southwest Conference and led his squad to a berth in Omaha, where they lost one-run decisions to Mookie Wilson's Gamecocks and to Paul Molitor's Golden Gophers. The Cubs took the first-team All-American in the fifth round, and he continued to impress at every level. He earned the nod as the Texas League's top shortstop at Midland in 1978, and he continued to shine at AAA Wichita the following year, getting the call to Clark and Addison late that summer. My dad took me to a game a couple of weeks after Steve's August 18th call-up, which is where I was fortunate enough to snag his autograph. Sadly, Steve Macko never got a chance to be a baseball lifer like his dad, dying of metastatic testicular cancer at the age of 27. When my wife's grandfather died, the rabbi shared this quote, often attributed to Ernest Hemingway, but likely going back much further. "Every man has two deaths, one he's buried in the ground and the last time someone says his name. In some ways, men can be immortal. Steve Macko lives."